Welcome. This November marks 4 years since I joined PSPA, and what a journey it's been. So much has happened in that time, and together as a community, we've made some great progress. We've introduced new services like support for carers, counselling, and online exercise classes. We've expanded our research programme, launched a major fundraising appeal, grown the team, and stepped up our efforts to raise awareness and funds. I genuinely believe PSPA is stronger than ever, and that's all down to the passion, energy and commitment of everyone involved. That said, there's still more to do, but with the right support and continued momentum, we're heading in the right direction. Back in June, I let the team and trustees know that I'll be stepping down as PSPA CEO at the end of the year to finally take a long overdue gap year. Recruitment is already underway, and by the time you're reading this, we should know who will be moving into the role. PSPA is in a great place for someone new to come in and take things to the next level, and I'm excited to see what's ahead. I'll save the big thank yous and goodbyes for my final edition of PSPA Matters later this year. For now, let's take a look back at what's been a packed and positive summer. Awareness Week kicked off on the 23rd of June, with a focus on CHC, continuing healthcare funding. We hosted a fully booked masterclass on diagnosis for healthcare professionals, a brilliant session led by our very own trustee and neurologist, Dr. Boyd Gosh. We also welcomed 56 people to our family day, and many of you got involved in our Pathway to Progress walk. Thank you. You'll find more on all of these fantastic events inside, along with the latest updates in PSP and CBD research. As always, thank you for being part of this community. Rebecca Packwood, PSPA, CEO.